Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your co-host, Thomas Hides. I'm here with Cindy Hendricks.
Hey, Thomas. How you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
I am fantastic also.
Wonderful. I would love to hear about what's happened to you since we've talked last.
Oh my gosh. I have been working on some projects that are so exciting. I wish I could talk about them, but you're just going to have to stay tuned and hear about them when I'm ready to roll it out. But it's all very exciting.
So you got them in the vault right now. Is that what I'm hearing?
They're in the vault.
They're in the vault. They're getting ready to come out.
Exactly.
Cool. Had a really fun conversation this week with a friend of mine. He's a chef on the Las Vegas Strip. And he said, Thomas, tell me more about the Imagine More Success podcast that you're doing. And I told him about it. And he said, what's this whole thing about imagining? Is this daydreaming? I said, well, it's a little bit more than just daydreaming. There's a lot of hard work that has to go into it. It's not just imagination. It's not just imagining. A lot of work that goes into it.
Well, you can tell Mr. Chef that what he does is imagines taking this big, delicious aged steak and turning it into a tasteful, masterful creation, and how he imagines it going from that red slab on the butcher block to the beautiful garnished plate that he's probably charging, what, $50-$60 for the steak dinner?
Listen, I've seen eggs sell for $60 in Las Vegas, filled with caviar, topped with gold leaf. And I think that's what he kind of thinks he's doing.
Exactly. So that way he can imagine, and then he can learn what that word's all about. In our world, it's about imagining business and imagining programs and courses and income revenue.
You know, if you can sell an egg for $60, that's some really pretty amazing business success, I would say. So he's right in line with it.
Let's find some land in Florida we can sell, okay?
Yeah. He's got oceanfront property in Arizona for sure.
Yes.
He's got it going on. Cindy, well, thank you so much for being here.
You too. Can't wait to get into our show today. We've got some really exciting information from one of my favorite people on the planet to share with you today.
Elena from ElenaTransform.com. Just got a chance to meet her very recently. Really wonderful lady.
She is unbelievable. This gal can take anything and grab it and run with it. But you know, some of the problems that we all deal with are internet issues.
I would have to agree.
Yes. Internet issues is a four-letter word that's what, about 8 or 9 or 10 letters.
Speaking of words, let's jump right into the word of the week.
Time for the word of the week.
So exciting to share our word of the week today, which is transform. It is in simple form for a description, to change in form, appearance, or structure. Metamorphosis. Now, there are several other meanings, because I was really surprised to know, Thomas, that it has to do with mathematics, physics, and linguistics. So it's a pretty impressive word. But for our purposes today, we're going to talk about transformation, about metamorphosis.
And so it's a perfect kind of domino effect.
You know, that is Rhonda Burns from The Secret. Her line is, thoughts become things.
Yes, that's exactly right. There's a lot of truth in that, and that idea of starting with the next best move, the smallest little component that you can utilize that will move you to a better place very quickly, is just one little component of transformation.
Well, and it all starts with the imagination. It all starts with a thought to be able to transform, to be able to create. And my favorite part of transforming, of course, is the butterfly.
Yeah.
That is just one of the special things we have in our world of, you know, watching them come to life and to have a great life for 2 weeks and then off they go.
Yeah, and there's no going back when you transform. There's no going back. There's no changing back into what you were before. That's a really important concept about transformation.
Absolutely. I just am so excited about how that has such huge impact with our guest today. The name of her company, Elena, is Transformation, and that's exactly what she's about. So I can't wait to get her on with us so that we can learn more about how she perceives it, because my perception may not match hers. As true that it may not even match yours, Thomas. So what does it mean to you?
You know, something that comes up for me every once in a while is the idea that transformation might take a very long time. And I think because my opera background, spent so many years practicing certain scales, practicing vocalizes, breathing exercises, all these different things, all the thousands of hours in the practice room, just so that literally months or years later, you can perfect one single thing that you've been working on. But when it comes to other things in your life, sometimes that change, that transformation happens within a split second. It happens within a moment, and the repercussions of it just go on forever. And I think that so many people have an idea that in order to transform, there has to be some sort of pain, some sort of struggle. Sometimes that's just not the case. Sometimes transformation happens because you allow it to happen, because you let go. There's a letting go of something, and you move forward without a lot of pain, without a lot of struggle, and almost immediately.
Well, I think you have some valid points there, but for me, I see it as a scale based on what it is that you're transforming. Because I know as a child, believe it or not, Thomas, I know this will be hard for you, I was very shy.
I don't believe that at all. Absolutely not.
And had I had a different upbringing, I would have probably been one of those Stepford people.
Oh my gosh. too much.
I know, but because I didn't have a net, I was on my own at a very tender young age of 16. I had to be in survival mode and get myself into a career that would be something that could sustain me in life. And I just had to get myself out there and know that I had to be right on with every single thing I was doing, because there was no net. So my transformation into who I am today is because of my situation.
Yeah. And I think there's so many people who can really empathize with that situation, the idea of not having a net, kind of being in a place where maybe you just are just getting started and maybe you feel like you're in survival mode.
Well, I think a lot of people, when they first start their business, have that thought process because they are surviving to try to transform their life into an entrepreneur.
Yeah,
and as you're in that mode, it takes a lot of stamina to be able to continue on with the income that you're bringing in, and at the same time, the outflow of money to create that business.
As well as designing the lifestyle that you want to have based around your business that you're creating.
Exactly.
Well, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be having a wonderful interview with Elena from ElenaTransform.com. Elena is a woman who can make you move from being an entrepreneur all the way to building an empire. She focuses on time, impact, money, and experience. Cindy, what else do you want to tell me about her?
Well, I think it's going to be very exciting because she not only has her three golden nuggets that she's going to share with us, she's got a bonus of 7. Don't you love it when guests bring more than what we ask? Oh my gosh.
How's that for an overachiever?
Well, that's exactly the lane that Elena's in, is overachievement to the power of 10.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny. She has one of those Robert Kiyosaki rich dad, poor dad stories where her father actually created her as an entrepreneur from the time she was a child, feeding her books, giving her information, challenging her, really, really promoting the idea of always giving value first, which is a huge cornerstone in entrepreneurialism.
Well, and the cool thing is that he is publishing a book as we speak with her. So talk
Are
about
you serious?
talk about things coming to around the bend. Here we go.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's incredible. Kudos to her and to him. That's got to be an amazing collaboration.
I'm sure. I can't wait to read that book.
Yeah, always down for more of his content. Very, very insightful.
Well, what kind of a guy has that kind of insight to get a 12-year-old daughter up on her feet and pushes her out the entrepreneurial door and create what she's created?
Yeah, you know what? What a tremendous gift. And look at the dividends that it's paying off today. Cindy, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to come back. We're going to get started with Elena from ElenaTransform.com. Please stay with us.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, we've got Elena from Elena Transform. She's got an amazing message to share today for all of our listeners.
And you know what? She is an amazing person. She has so much value and so much knowledge for such a little bitty package. That woman is tiny. So the more I get to know her and the more stuff that I know that she does and that she trains on and teaches, you know, when I first met her in person, I was blown away because she, you know, short people always wear huge heels. You know that, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yes. And I don't know how they, you know, don't teeter back and forth, but but she is just, you know, very petite to be such a powerhouse. This woman is a powerhouse. So I'm so excited to have her on the show and be able to share with you not only her 3 golden nuggets, but of course, Powerhouse Elena has got 7 nuggets to share today.
Of course. I wouldn't expect anything any different than that. You know, in life, there's so many times that we kind of forget, or maybe you forget that you have an opportunity to be bigger than you are today.
You know, that is so true. And sky's the limit today. We have so many things at our fingertips to transform us into exactly who we want to be, what we want to do, and to know whatever there is. I know when I was young, I had to go to the library to find anything I wanted to find.
Do you remember flipping through encyclopedias? Do you remember that? A big world book?
Oh my gosh.
26 different volumes. You're taking up a couple of bookcases. Those days are over now.
I know. And young people today just don't have a clue how much there is available at your fingertips. And when I talk to someone and they tell me they're bored, I just think, oh my gosh, how could anybody be bored with everything we have right at our fingertips to transform anything in our life.
Yeah, there's so the opportunities that are available now are tremendous, not just in what's available for you to get, but what's available for you to be able to give, because there's so many different ways now to share with other people, to share an experience with someone else who's across the globe, someone who 100 years ago, you would have never had any way of encountering them unless you literally got on a boat, sailed across the world and met them. Now you can meet someone, you can interact with someone else across the globe. They can interact with you. You can make a difference in one another's lives in a very positive way.
And they say knowledge is power. So with the knowledge available today at your fingertips, you know, everyone can be powerful. So let's see how we can do that in a very positive way.
Yeah, I agree completely. And we are about to get some wonderful knowledge from Elena from ElenaTransform.com. The question to you is, are you ready to transform your business from a business into an empire? Are you ready to stop struggling just as an entrepreneur? Are you ready to get down and dirty and become an empire creator? Because that's exactly what we're going to learn about today from Elena from Elena Transform. Elena, we're so glad to have you here. We can't wait to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Welcome, Elena.
Have a quick question for you. Tell us a little bit about a success story about you and one of your clients.
Well, I have many, many clients. We have a membership website and we have a membership group. And so there are so many. So I knew I was going to have to answer this. And I was trying to think about who do I want to talk about? Because there are many success stories, some that are smaller and some that are really large. So there's clients who, Susan Giebler, I remember when she first came, she said, how do I send a Word document to you through email? So seeing, yes. So watching her from that level, me saying, oh, wow, we really do get all types of members, to watching her now, her Facebook business page is up and running with lots of followers and teaching her how to post. So that is a success to me. But then I have somebody who came to me who was really well off in the speaking career. And she says, I need a book to go with my speaking career. So I did everything it took through my publishing company to edit and get the book going. She went from national speaker to international speaker to this book is selling like wildfire. It really launched her to that next level. So there's that size of success. We have another client of mine who's one of my favorites. Is when she came to me, she's like, I have all these passions and I want to do this and this. And we had to rein it in and say, what is your roadmap? Let's pinpoint the roadmap. Okay, so you need a nonprofit, you need a for-profit. So we helped her set up the nonprofit. It's flourishing. She's holding events all over. She just is publishing her first book with us now. So her success story, you know, what I teach all my clients is when they come to me, there's an awareness process to let's become aware of what your problem is,
okay,
and where you want to go. Then I focus on, okay, here's how we're going to achieve what you want to produce your autonomy. It's that independence. It's you don't need me anymore because I did a job well done and so did you.
Of course.
And so I love watching that with each client when they come to me with an overload of problems. And then it's like, bye, you're doing great. And I just get to watch and continue to cheer them on and support them. So we have many success stories of different shapes and sizes.
That sounds really, really incredible. It sounds like it's not just very valuable work, but also very rewarding work as well. And we have had actually Susan do an interview with us. She was incredible and it was really wonderful to meet her. And she is certainly a great success story for you.
And Susan,
she is. She's doing awesome.
Right. Yeah, she's a talent in her own right.
Yeah.
Moving along.
Absolutely. And that is the one thing I absolutely love because I have such an array of clients. I have coaches, I have authors and speakers, I have a travel agent, I have network marketers, and every single one of them teach me something in return. And Susan is one of those. She is one who I can listen to her talk and she can teach me as well. And it really is a collaboration. It is an awesome dance.
Well, and I'd like to put it out there too that you are my publisher for my last two books. And I was thrilled with your work. So if anybody's out there looking to publish, Elena's your gal.
Thank you. Thank you.
In fact, Thomas was in one of my anthology books also. So you've published for both of us.
Awesome. Very good.
All straight after 8 books.
Yes. Well, we are just sending another compilation book or anthology book, whichever you'd like to call it. We're sending another one to print as soon as I get done with this interview.
Great. Love to hear it. So what 3 takeaways from how you help people would you like to share with our listeners today?
Well, again, it was really hard to pinpoint 3 because I do have the 3 A's, and there's programs and academies in every A, the awareness, the achievement, and the autonomy. But every entrepreneur truly wants the same thing. They want the acronym for TIME, and that's time, impact, money, and excitement. And what I see happen is entrepreneurs, they have a passion, a lot of confusion going on in their head because they're overtaken by the passion, and they go into being an entrepreneur and they have less time, less of an impact because they don't have time and they're frustrated, they're confused. So they have less of an impact, which means they have less money, and then they have less excitement. And so at the end of the day, the tools that I give to my clients and my members are tools to help them get time, impact, money, and excitement. And I always say that everything operates on a system. Our bodies, the world, the government, people know, like, and trust the system. And so that is what I provide, is a step-by-step system that gets you to where you want to go. So I am giving away quite a couple tools today to help them to begin that process.
Great. Well, we'll save that for our next segment, because we always have a nice giveaway for our listeners today, as we do every week. And I think that you have 7 takeaways, 7 golden nuggets is what I'm hearing. And just to recap, you have awareness, achievement, and autonomy for your first 3, and your next 4 is time. So go over the each one of your acronyms for time.
Okay, well, let's digress just a little bit. The acronym for time is what entrepreneurs want, and so that's what I help them to achieve. We do that through the 3A objective. Okay, so that's the process, that's the system. Okay, so that's what I would like to focus on, because we know time, impact, money, and excitement. You know, the money side is the residual. That's where people are leaving money on the table. Every single business has a residual. And I don't care what type of entrepreneur you are, when you come to me, I help you find the residual in your company. That way you're stopping trading the time for dollars. And then we can, that we know what our end result is. So we enter into that 3A objective. So the first one is awareness. Come to me, tell me what all your problems are. What do you need solved? Because that's, at the end of the day, that's what I do for my clients, is I help you solve problems.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to money and basically that residual money, what is it that most business owners are missing? What is it that they're not seeing that causes them to do that? Because no one wants to do that.
Right. It's tradition. It's the way we're raised. The one thing with me, I was raised completely different. My dad started me at 12 years old, training me as an entrepreneur. I was working in his office with the secretaries, and my dad built a huge empire full of residuals. So that's what I know. Mm-hmm. Where your typical person is raised by a loving mother and father who have been trained that, hey, we trade time for dollars. You work hard for what you have. And my daddy taught me to work smart for what I have. And so that's the difference. When people come to me, they are saying, here's my problems. What services can I offer? How can I trade time for dollars? Let me charge $600 an hour for my coaching. Well, you still, when that $600 is gone, you still have to go sell it again. So let's change the way we think and change our relationship with money and say, how can I produce something one time and it'll keep selling on autopilot, and I wake up to money in my bank account so I can go have a greater impact on the world?
Well, I really see for you, Elena, that what you do for your clients is that your number one 3A objective of awareness, you are able to look through the forest, through the trees of each client, and pinpoint where you see they can get their residual, because we all know when we're in the thick of things with our own businesses, it's very challenging to be able to really dig in there and take a look at, you know, what is it that we can go off and create that residual for ourselves. But you are a master at doing that for your people. I've seen you do it. And I think that is your hidden tool that I think you need to talk about more. Because that's what everybody...
I probably do. It is. And you know what? I don't talk about money enough. Different reasons, I suppose. Some people are turned off by it and they're like, oh, she's all about money. Well, I'm all about give back. And, you know, you can see a starving child on the side of the road and you can go preach him the word, but at the end of the day, he really needs a sandwich, you know?
Yes.
So you got to have the money. You got to have the money. Yes. I mean, if I tell you, hey, God loves you, but yet I can't give you a sandwich to fill your belly, you're really not believing me that God loves you, because why would he let you starve, right? So we do need money, and it's very important.
I love that. Thanks, Elena. We're going to go to a short break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Elena from ElenaTransform.com. If you want to learn more tips, tools, and tactics for making you a better person and making your business a more financially profitable business, check us out at ImagineMoreSuccess.com, where you can learn all about it.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this: you can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's I-C-O-N quality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides, with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we've been talking about creating empires.
Yes, I told you she was a powerhouse in a little package. Now do you get it?
Yeah, you know, she's given some really fantastic tips on the four really important things in our lives: time, impact, money, and that most important one, excitement. It's what everybody's looking for.
Exactly. And what's more exciting than building an empire?
Yeah. And enjoying the process too, right? Making the process fun.
Well, if it's not fun, then it's probably not going to grow to the size empire that you want. And with Elena's tips and her bonus 4 tactics, I don't know how anybody can miss, right?
Well, I tell you what, she's got great content. She's got great ideas. She's got a really powerful way of expressing them and communicating them. Very clear, very concise.
Well, and I know that everybody's going to love her freebie. So we're going to hear more about what she's giving away so that people can experience her on a much more intimate level.
And that's Elena at ElenaTransform.com. If you want to learn some more tips, tools, and tactics about your business and your life, you can go to ImagineMoreSuccess.com.
Well, and you can really see how the transformation can happen going from the cocoon to the butterfly and taking your wings and flying, right?
Yeah, and there's just an incredible opportunity to make a switch from the idea of having to struggle as an entrepreneur to becoming a CEO of your own company to building an empire. And as you're making these steps, what are you learning in your life? What are you learning in the process? How are you growing? Who are you becoming in the process?
That's well, and there's something to be said, not just for the process, but what about the accountability? Anybody can have a fantastic imagination. Anyone can have great ideas and even implement them. But you got to have somebody holding the space for you to be accountable.
Oh, that's a great point. And today we're hearing more from Elena from ElenaTransform.com. Elena, we're glad to have you back. Elena, in the earlier segment, you were telling us about what's really a real life rich dad, poor dad story of your own life. We'd love to hear more about that.
Earliest memory, my dad came to me with this, what I now booklet, because anything under 100 pages we refer to as a booklet. So in other words, it was a quick read and it was navy blue and the title of it was gold. That's all I remember about this book, of what it looked like or what the title was or who the author was. But he came to me and he says, I want you to read this book. And I was like, okay, whatever. You know, I'm starting to get an attitude at this point and my parents are now becoming stupid to me. And so I was like, all right, whatever. Well, I opened it and no idea what this book was about. And I was like, I can't read this. I don't know if it was talking about LLCs or what, but it was business talk. And I knew nothing about business, right? I'm just getting into makeup and acne at this point.
Normal teenager and, stuff, sure, yeah.
Yeah, and hormones and, you know. So I went to dad. I was like, I don't want to read this. This is dumb. You know, this is not Nancy Drew. And he said, well, I'll give you $25 if you'll read it. And he gave me a pen and a highlighter. And he says, you have to highlight whatever stands out to you. And if you have any questions or you want to make notes, use the pen to write in the margins. And I went at it again. And then several times throughout this book, I mean, this book couldn't have been but 60 pages. And I don't know how many times I'd go into the living room where my dad is sitting on the couch watching the 700 Club or Rush Limbaugh or something he was watching. And I am like, seriously, with an attitude like, this is stupid. I'm slapping the book against my leg. Like, I can't read this. I don't even know what these words mean. But anyways, I made it through it. Another book would come and give me another one. It got into some Joyce Meyer, some Max Lucado, John Maxwell, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. You know, some of these books he started giving me. And the ante kept going up. It got up to $50 a book. Wow. But the game changed also because I had to write book reports. So it went from a little booklet to get your feet wet to here's a thick book. Here's a notepad, and you have to write book reports on these. So, and at 12, 13 years old, $50, especially back in the 80s, was a lot, you know, early 80s. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's a lot today.
It is a lot today. So that's where it started. Before I knew it, I was getting thrown into my dad's large company with all of his secretaries. And Monica was the one I really took to. She was an older lady. And she would say, file this. There were filing cabinets in alphabetical order. And we had
and
to
what
staple.
And she went about 35?
Yeah,
right.
She was grandma back then, probably in her 60s or so. Okay. But I remember the first time she told me to answer the phone. Can you imagine calling a corporation and a 12-year-old voice answers that phone in the office? I was so scared, but I did it. And that's really what it taught me, is I didn't like to read the books. I was scared to answer the phone. But making the decision to do those things, yes, there was payment involved, but guess what? Even in your business now, there's payment involved. If you do those things that are scary, you do those things that you don't like, and you stick with it. So that started at 12. I'm now 35, and I'm training people twice my age.
And one of the things to think about, I think, for listeners, all of us included, it's not really payment, it's investment, right? You're not really paying, you're not paying anything. You're investing in yourself and in your future, which means you're really investing in your business.
Yeah, the 3A objective is your first A is awareness. You have to be aware of what your problems are, where are you right now, what your personality flaws are. You know, one of the books my dad had me read at a young age was How to Win Friends and Influence People. So that is important. So what are you aware of that needs to change? What are you aware of that needs to stay and become stronger? Okay, so once we know that, then we go into achievement. All right, here's our roadmap. You have to have a system. You have to have something in place. Now, I don't necessarily like business plans, to be honest with you, but I do like to create systems. I think a business plan makes you closed-minded, so you can't see beyond what the possibilities could be. So that's why I'm not real keen on business plans, but we do need to have some sort of structure. And once we start implementing, and the achievement is where we implement things, so then you reach autonomy.
I have a quick question for you, actually. I want to ask, what system do you see over and over again that's either not in place or that needs significant amount of attention that the average entrepreneur, the average business owner that comes to you just hasn't quite gotten dialed in?
Okay. The number one destroyer of businesses is ideas. And that's going to sound bad.
Okay.
But entrepreneurs are passionate and they have a ton of great ideas. And on top of their great ideas, all their entrepreneur friends have great ideas because it's the way our minds work. So then they tell them, oh, this is a great idea for you. And this is a great idea. And then they want to do all these ideas when what I teach my clients is have a yellow folder that resembles a light bulb and put all the ideas in there. Let's stay focused on this idea. And on a rainy day when you're bored, which I guarantee you won't be, but when you're bored, we'll break out the idea folder and we'll implement it all. So the distractions, they're distracted, lack of belief in themselves, all the naysayers around them get in their head. Mm-hmm. So these are things. So it's really about staying focused, but staying connected to like-minded people who are here to help you succeed, but also protect you from yourself and from others. The autonomy is where I want my clients to be. I want them to get to a point where they don't need me anymore. I don't want to coach you for a lifetime. Now there
you don't
is
like
a,
being a babysitter.
So. No. If I'm going to invest in you, you need to invest in you, you know? So I love to get there, but at the end of the day, what you're going to get after working with me is that acronym for time, more time, impact, money, and excitement. So one of the avenues that I do this is through a membership that's only $35 a month. And that's one of the things I'm giving away today for only a dollar for your first month. And the reason it's a dollar is because the PayPal button made me do it for at least a dollar because I was going to do it for free. So it is going to have to be a dollar so you can click through PayPal.
But after technology issues, right?
Yes, I've tried to put it at $0 and it said error. So I'm like, okay, I guess they have to pay a dollar. So so it is a dollar for you. But it is a secret Facebook group that I run. We have 81 members from around the world. 80 of them are around the United States, all over. I think we're in every state almost. One is from Australia, so super excited about that. And perfect. It would take me 45 minutes to tell you every aspect of this group. But the most valuable is the connecting, collaborating with others. And I do a video and a phone conference once a week. So two of those where I'm on there and I answer your questions. I help you go through things. You actually submit questions to me. So whatever you need help with, I'm there for you. And then once a month, I do an all-day video conference where you can pop in and out all day. I can get in, like we can do share screens through share screen. I have done, create flyers, whatever it is, set up their Facebook groups. So whatever it is, I'm there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And whenever you pop in, I'm there. So
fantastic.
So you get a ton of coaching.
Like Cindy said, everyone has a book in them. What seems to be a few of the roadblocks that really stop people from moving forward in writing their first book?
They cannot organize their thoughts. They have all, it goes back to entrepreneurs have lots of ideas. Their brains are going a million miles an hour. And so it takes me about 45 minutes with somebody on the phone I have a series of questions I ask them and then hang up. And then about an hour later, I send them their entire outline of their book. And they're like, oh my gosh, how did you do that? You know why? Because I can hear what you're saying. You can't hear what you're saying. You're getting it confused in your head. So I need questions to ask to pull out of you what I need to know. And then we outline the book.
That's an invaluable resource. And that makes a huge impact, not just in people's careers, but also in their self-esteem, their self-confidence. Is a huge hurdle for most people. And once you get them past that, and it just seems like their business just take off because they've already conquered one of the biggest challenges that they could have.
Yeah. It is. And the other thing is they think that they're not good writers. Guess what? That's what editors are for. All we need is words on a page. And trust me, if I edit it, I actually quit editing it because of this. Most authors I get, I'm deleting paragraphs and I'm just rewriting it from scratch. And it's so much work. It's just not worth it on my end. Now, my clients are happy. They usually end up crying. Literally, my clients cry all the time because they cannot believe that I knew what they were trying to say. They couldn't say it. I'm a writer. I know how to bring to life. My job when I was an editor was to make it so that person reading your book cannot put that book down. That's what I'm good at. And so when the author reads what I wrote for them and says, I couldn't even put it down, well, your readers aren't going to be able to either.
What so valuable insight. Thank you so much, Elena.
Yeah. So just have 45 minutes with me on the phone. We'll at least get it outlined. And then it doesn't matter if you're horrible at writing. We just need words to work with.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that today.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
You just heard some really valuable insights, tips, tools, and tactics from Elena at elenatransform.com. She is helping you to gain more time, more impact, more money, and more excitement, not just in your business, but in your life. Just a couple minutes. We'll be back. I'm going to take a short break. We'll be back with the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com and get your business where you want it to be.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination, and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world, and you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out ImaginationIQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, Elena has this quote that she likes to say, "When you put people before money, you will have your empire." How many times have we seen that?
Oh boy, there's so many books out on that one single topic that it really has to be important.
The idea of empire has to mean that there's people there who are supporting you, who are supporting what you're moving into, what you're doing, what you're creating, who you're being. So it's very necessary. You have to put the people first.
Well, and your empire is exactly what you make it. It can be a business. It can be your family. It can be your life. It can be anything, really.
It's funny. I didn't really think about that, how you could even turn your family into an empire. I mean, you have to have quite a few kids probably running around, and it could get pretty expensive with childcare, but I guess it's really possible.
Yes. We have some guests in the past who've had like 6 kids. I couldn't imagine that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, me either.
I'd have to have note cards for the names or name badges.
First thing in the morning, you give them all name badges as soon as they get out of bed.
Well, you know, in my house growing up, you know, we got called everything, including the dog's name.
Well, you know, what it is when you get called by your first name and your middle name, you're in trouble.
Well, when I was called my given name, I knew I was in trouble.
Well, for many years, I thought my middle name was my name because that's how much trouble I was causing as a little kid.
Well, I'll have to find out what that is, Thomas, so that I can use it on you sometimes.
Well, it's one of those crazy wild Scottish names. It's Rennie. Sorry to put that one out there.
Well, that's a perfect name for an opera singer, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe if I was Scottish, it'd be great.
Well, who knows? Have you done that little test?
1, 2, 3 and me? Yeah. No, actually, but I'm thinking about that. That would be a really good idea. Great insight.
Well, it's kind of scary because, you know, that commercial with the guy with the kilt.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure I want to know all that.
Yeah. You don't know about that. Your empire might be a lot bigger than you thought, in a very different place.
Exactly. So I'm just going to you know, go with what my ancestors told me and worry about it another lifetime, maybe.
I would agree. Cindy, there's a quote that I'd love for you to share today.
I'd love to. It's actually out of my book called Insights from an Intuitive.
Wonderful book.
Thank you. And I'm going to tell you that. It's helping others by seeing their successful path to follow is like sharing the divinely guided steps to heaven.
Ooh, I love that. A lot better than a sales funnel. I like the idea of lifting people up, you know.
You're a little twisted today, Thomas, okay?
Yeah, I know. You know, years ago I had a chance. I saw General Norman Schwarzkopf receive a honorary doctorate from the University of Florida. And he ended his speech, which there's a lot of controversy around his speech. There's a lot of action going on. But at the end of his speech, he said, when you help someone get to the top of the hill, you get there yourself. And that's the same sentiment that just reminded me of that moment. And have your quote, it tells me the very same thing. And I feel and remember the same thing that I felt that day 20 some odd years ago.
That is a wonderful quote. I really admire not only that he said it, but that the way that he interpreted it with his work. Amazing.
Yeah, it really hit home. It was a powerful visual and probably something that he and all the people that he had served with had actually encountered in training.
Well, I just am totally taken with that. I'm going to have to research that and maybe talk to you another time about it.
Yeah, there's lots of great stories around that. It was a really great opportunity to have a chance to meet him and spend some time with him.
Well, and you know, I have many men in my family who actually have served, and my father actually won the Purple Heart.
Oh,
so
wow.
means a lot to me. In fact, my first college roommate was in the Army for 20 years.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yes. So those are your two quotes today that I think are can be impactful as you think about how things can transform in your own life.
And we want to thank servicemen for their servicemen and servicewomen for the impact that they've made and the hard work, the dedication they've put into creating a better place for us. We just want to say thank you.
Well, and you know, they are actually transforming our world to be a safer place because they're out there, they're doing their job. That's not the easiest job in the world to do. And frankly, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it certainly is. It certainly can be.
Exactly. So I include them and their families in my daily prayers.
Beautiful. Cindy, I'd love for us to move into another little segment here where we do a little angel card drawing. Love to hear what you have for us today.
Well, this is my big angel card drawing.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Divinely guided angel card drawing. And for our today is the Queen of Fire.
Queen now, of Fire.
Yes. Now, the cards in the fire is all about, it's like about motion or action. So that's a great card for our guest today with Transforming. And I'm going to share a little bit about what this particular card has to say for our listeners, for whoever this might apply to. Now is the time to stretch your wings and really fly. You've been underestimating yourself and your abilities. Now, how many of us does that apply to, right? Mm-hmm. Believe in all that you can do and accomplish. You'll naturally attract other people to assist you, assert your independence and creativity. Fantastic. A person with a magnetic personality who's good-natured and loves life. So I believe that would apply to many of our listeners out there today.
Yeah, if you're listening, this card is for you because it's so important to be the authentic you. It's so important to recognize what your talents are, to embrace them, to move forward with them, and to be bold with them. So then the other people in the world who are your tribe can find you and you guys can collaborate.
Well, I'd like to have a personal message to the listener out there who feels that they really want to take some action and they really want to transform their lives into a bigger place or into a bigger empire, and just tell you that you can do it. You just have to put one foot in front of the other. The hardest step is the first one, Dr. King told us. So you just need to go out there and take your first step. And you can do what you set out to do.
Yet I know in my own life, the idea that Elena brought to me for transformation is to really increase impact. When she said that, kind of take that for granted, that maybe you have a certain level of impact, but if you focus on it, I think you can go farther. And I think for me personally, I think the idea of saying things that make a difference in people's lives and doing things that make a difference in people's lives. I have to turn that up. I got to turn up the volume on that. And it has to start today.
Exactly. And one of the things that I have been working on transforming, not as successfully as I do in my business, is in my healthful ways. You know, I grew up with the fast food industry taking whole course in America.
Yeah.
And, you know, the McDonald's opened when I was in high school. And every day it was lunch at McDonald's. And of course, you know, you get addicted to that stuff, I think, after a while. So I have been trying to get myself into the healthy eating habit of fruits and vegetables and all that good stuff. And, you know, remembering to take my nutritionals every day. So I'm transforming into a health maniac.
Health maniac. Okay. That's pretty intense. I like that. That's a big switch from McDonald's lunch.
I know, huh? I might miss those greasy fries, right?
You can always go back every once in a while, have a couple.
Yeah.
That's really cool. It's, you know, the thing that's really incredible, every time that you have a chance to encounter some of the people on our show, they make an impact on our lives. They make an impact on your life. They make an impact on your lives.
Well, you know, Oprah is the one who really said it best on her show or in an interview, I don't remember which, but she said that she learned from every single guest, and someone out there said that she had a master's degree
from learning from all these smart people and maybe some just practical people that she had on her show.
That's a really great point. You know, she experienced not just inspiration from them, but an impact from them. And she becomes a product of all the people that she encounters. And it's the same thing we saw with Napoleon Hill. He became a product of all these different people who gave him life, who gave him inspiration, who gave him knowledge, who propelled him forward.
Well, he really propelled a ton of people forward because the people he interviewed were people who were so successful. He wanted to know, how did you get so successful? And wrote about it.
And he was paying it forward. I mean, he's given it to generations.
Well, and he gave everyone the inspiration of masterminding. You know, most people that really do true. Masterminding use his formula and format in order to, you know, create ideas and to accomplish things. So, you know, another inspirational leader who really gave us huge, huge gifts. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he's given us.
Yeah, Napoleon Hill. Check out any of his books.
Yes. And I really believe that, you know, the people who interview others pull the inspiration out of their interviewees so that they can share their gifts and their genius with everybody listening and with everybody learning together.
So then there can be generational impact, not just today, not just for a couple of months from now, but literally years from now.
And that's vertical versus horizontal learning.
Yes, learning from people who are far above you, who have tremendous insights. And we want to learn about vertical learning. We've got somebody coming up next week. We've got Susan Hastings Giebler.
Yes, and she is another very smart gal who's going to show us how to make a move.
Yes, she's at makeamovemaverick.com. She's inspired several women to take control of their health, lose weight, feel better about themselves, gain more stamina, become more productive, become a lot happier.
Well, I guess my timing for being more healthy is really good.
Yeah. So it's a perfect time because next week we're going to hear so much more about that, how to do it. And we will be back in another week. The Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.